The idea of independent music has been around for fans, musicians, and music industry types at least 30 years. The phrase long ago lost a specific definition, but it still gets used often. Our music reviewer, Katie Hendrickson, says many people are using the term indie in reference to the new release from Twin Shadow.
Twin Shadow is the musical project of Dominican-born, suburban Florida-raised current Brooklyn resident George Lewis Jr., who was embraced immediately by the tastemakers of what's hip in music in 2010 with debut Forget, with its loose edges and flagrant 80s hooks. But confess, his second album just out from 4AD brings it all up a notch. There's nothing loose here. Now, Lewis is a polarizing force. The new album garnered a Best New Music accolade from Pitchfork, with reviewer Ian Cohen saying, "He's the cocky, successful, brutally honest Lothario who almost always gets his comeuppance in cinema and is verboten in indie rock. But this is pop music where the bad guy wins." Then there's Chris Richards of the Washington Post, who uses Twin Shadow as an example of exactly what's wrong with indie rock today, saying it is desperate for rebel heroes right now, and Lewis's ascent reveals just how embarrassingly low the bar is. Going on to exclaim, the album itself couldn't play it any safer, embarking on another dead-end expedition to the 1980s. What's certain is that Twin Shadow is unapologetic and indulgent pop, heavily reliant on decadent 80s-style synths and echo chambers held together by over-the-top crunked-up beats that drop so hard that it seems the floor's completely fallen out. And that brings these songs right into the 21st century, with Bad Boy Lewis channeling equal parts Prince and TV on the Radio's Kip Malone. This isn't pure throwback to the days of Pretty in Pink and Flashdance, though the retro decadence oozes throughout all 43 minutes of Confess. As a child of the 80s who played Michael Jackson's Thriller and Cyndi Lauper on my parents' record player, I was drenched in Dayglo neons and excesses of the Reagan era. There's no way any of these tracks could have ended up on the soundtrack to a John Hughes movie. Take opener Golden Light, which starts out with an echo-drenched melancholy guitar line that fills in slowly with a hazy, low, slow bass, then quickly builds as Lewis comes in all sultry, and the beats continue to build and pulse until the chorus that explodes in a club anthem for the Arcade Fire set.
Take it now, you can take me anywhere. Don't be scared. Some people say there's a golden light.
The addictive pulse never leaves Confess for a second, with standouts 5 seconds, a revved up overdrive 4 minutes and 20 seconds of layer upon layer of vampy synths, cheesy guitar licks, framed by the infinite driving drum and bass. A loungy boy George style seduction, with Lewis singing in his upper register, "I'm putting all my love on the one." As the catchiest tracks on an album full of unabashedly adrenaline overflowing with endless seductive pop hooks and driving bass lines that don't even come close to slowing down, except maybe on penultimate track, I Don't Care. Although it starts slow here, the build brings even the soul ballad on Confess to mid-tempo.
Sitting home on a Friday night, I was ready to dance, you were looking to fight, so you whispered something softly in the telephone.
Fugue like turn upon turn of dreamy synths are punctuated by dub-heavy club bass as Lewis croons, "As long as we can dance around the room as we lie," over and over and over again. Decadent, yes, but here each measure is layered to a perfection that may lead some to lament Twin Shadow as a shiny surface with no soul. This is gloss instead of grit, but this artifice hits heavy right into the center of my heart. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.
Katie Henriksen reviewed the new CD by Twin Shadow.